Hello there, I'm Jimmy Chatton, and there's lots of news. So this is a quick update on all that's happening in my life. Lots of things this spring. Let's get to it. First off, we'll start with good news. I've been accepted as a conference associate for my 8th year at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. This would be my, 11th GDC volunteer experience in total? It's pretty nice. To save you some Googling, GDC is an annual event for a week in March that draws hundreds of thousands of game industry professionals to San Francisco. This isn't some exhibition or show. GDC is a brilliant gathering of minds to learn and workshop the next big steps for the highest-grossing entertainment medium in the world. Video games are awesome. And GDC is the place to learn and grow in the making of them. Keeping that titanic bulk of an event running smoothly are the volunteers, the conference associates, the CAs, the bright-shirted people walking around, seeing how they can help attendees have the best experience of their lives. There are only 400 of us selected to attend, with many more turned away in the choosing process, while fewer than 400 are available by the time of the event due to any number of things, sickness, unforeseen circumstances, anything. Regardless, I can't recommend highly enough to attend the conference as a CA. Applications for 2021 open in the last few months of this year, so keep an eye out. Having been a CA consistently since 2011 or 2012, it should come as no surprise that GDC has had an effect on me. It's been an important part of my life. The friends and connections made, the skills and knowledge gained, volunteering as a conference associate, a CA, has benefited me professionally with current and past jobs, socially with some of the smartest people I know, and personally, on many, many levels. Frankly, I don't know what I would do at GDC if not a CA. I like serving others with my know-how. That's natural smarts and years of GDC experience. My physicality also serves, as attending the conference is a marathon, often times needing it to be taken as a sprint. And my personableness, enabled by high levels of empathy and charisma. When not out in the halls of the Moscone Convention Center, I'm either networking with old colleagues or gaining rapport with even older friends, usually over a board game or a session of Witch Hunt. It's similar to Mafia or Werewolf if you've played those games. So that's coming up in March. And the last day of that conference is the 20th of this year. And you know what else is on the 20th of March? Code complete for a very expensive project at my current employer. Another bit of good news is that I have new responsibilities now to work. This promotion comes with benefits, certainly. But it comes at the cost of myself feeling obligated to push this project to the finish line. There's not a lot of time while there's still a lot to do. But what does that mean? What does that mean for me? What does that mean for us here on this podcast? That means I've already ramped up the time I take at work by 2 hours weekly. I'm considering making further changes going into February, such as adding a few hours onto the weekend to tackle additional issues. It's a situation and timing that has me evaluating many things. My January goals include focusing on writing and housing. The writing is expecting 14 hours every week, a number specifically calculated given how much time I spend at other activities. Exercise, chores, and of course, work at the day job, but as it is now versus future commitments. And as I escalate my housing search, I'm in the process of loan pre-approval. What's after that is to visit a few homes, then pick one. So, by March, I could be closing on or already moving into my first property. So, continuing my pace of writing, owning my first property, personal commitments to health, keeping a semblance of sociability, and being ready for one of the most physically and mentally demanding weeks of my year at the same time a multi-million dollar project comes due? What am I going to do? I'm not quite sure yet. I don't want to include work obligations in my personal goal list, but to allocate additional time for work would directly involve the time I spend on goals. I also can't slough off the day job in favor of other activities. The success of the project, I feel, ties directly with my future at the company. As it stands, the day job is the primary investor in my future by more than 100%. Though I'm not wanting for employment opportunities, as my goal is future financial independence, the return of spending my time at work is too great to treat casually. I hope you understand that this is a problem. However, it's a problem that is quite temporary. Writing and reading this podcast, I feel some intermediate measures can be taken, some exceptions put into place. I can also leverage my time in San Francisco to solicit my company to pay for lodgings and travel. They've done it before. They would fund my GDC time in return for myself being available to work that week when not fulfilling my CA duties. The single month of February could have a clause, let's say, for company work, with accommodations being privately made to recoup such a decision later in the year. But that's something I'll need to think about. It's clear I have options. What's left is to choose and follow through. GDC is happening, and so is the project's completion. If my personal hobbies need to be scaled back for a little while, so be it. I'm happy to be a CA again. I really, really am. I'm happy to have ready and applicable skills, and I'm happy to do a good job. What do you think? Am I forgetting to pay myself first? Am I giving in to the unjust demands of my daytime overlords? Have I sold out? Let me know in the comments and share this on your social. In the meantime, do good work yourself. Catch you again as we wrap up the goals for January. Cheers!